Welcome back. Still on this interesting topic, the mixed multitude. Wow, what do we want to say about the mixed multitude? Well, we have questions. We saw that phrase and we also want to ask the pastor, just like you are also concerned, what does it mean, the mixed multitude? Why we are treating this topic on Rapture Watch is because of what we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So these stories of the Old Testament are written for admonition. So for sir, the first question we'd love to ask you today, I know you've answered in parts, but for record purposes, do you believe in types and shadows?
Oh yes, some call it abstract, but I don't believe they are abstracts, they are only types. The Lord Jesus Christ presented the gospel to us in types. Why he uses that is so that you don't need some extra education. He uses natural things. That's what the book of Proverbs is all about. And almost, especially this part of the world, Africa, you know, when they want to present a picture to you, they use Proverbs. They want to teach you a certain, they will use Proverbs. You know, you don't have to go read to get meaning. You know, it makes the picture of what they want to convey to you clearer when they use such proverbs. So also we have types, because Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
yes sir,
concerning the hair covering for a woman, and when he came to verse 14,
okay, does not even nature itself teach you
that, yes,
that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him.
So that is where I picked a sermon. I preached the gospel according to nature. So what is nature? It's a type that helps you, physical type that helps you understand the same setting in the spirit. You know, so that will help you understand the spiritual. Natural things help you understand the spiritual. That's what types and shadows are all about. When Christ God wanted to set up his spiritual church to make you understand the spiritual church that cannot be seen, he picked a nation of Israel and gave it all the characteristics that will help you understand the spiritual church. So if you say you don't believe in types, then you will never understand the spiritual that you cannot see. So the natural helps you understand the spiritual.
So if you don't believe in types, you can't understand.
You can't fully grasp it.
Why we are asking you is because of what we just read in Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, the mixed multitude.
Yes.
So if these are examples to us, is it right to say, to infer, that there are mixed multitude in the Church of Jesus Christ?
Yes. If there was a mixed multitude in the natural church, I've just said earlier that God, to enable us understand the spiritual. You see, the spiritual. Something's coming to my mind now. In Hebrew chapter 11, there is a statement that Apostle Paul, or the writer of the book of Hebrew, said. And he said, talking about the heroes of faith, and then he came to verse 39 and verse 40.
And these all,
that is Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses' parents, Moses himself, Joshua and Herab, and Rahab, and the other heroes of faith. Now, so he said, these all, read on now.
And these all, having obtained a good report through faith.
Through faith.
Received not the promise.
Why?
God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
So you can see, you know, all this was pointing to something better. Now, you see it also in Romans chapter 10. Concerning Israel, their zeal, verse 2, For I bear them verse 3 and verse 4.
Okay. Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God.
Israel, just like many Christians, have a zeal of God.
But not according to knowledge.
They don't do it according to revelation. Knowledge.
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness.
Now we're talking of righteousness.
And going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
You see? Now, these things are, it's very interesting. When John, we use the language, this, behold the Lamb of God. That's a human being. Why are you calling him a lamb? Pointing you to a type that had existed in the Old Testament.
Amen.
That this is the fulfillment. Apostle Paul, to the Corinthians, is talking about Christ, the Passover.
That's right.
So he's still referring to him as that Passover lamb.
Amen.
You see? And then Christ himself coming to tell Nicodemus in John chapter 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. It's a type of the real sin that will be judged on the cross on Calvary. You see, as that serpent will lift us, so will the Son of Man be lifted. So you can see the balance. Now, your question, mixed multitude. The same setting in the natural church, because the Bible describes Israel as the church in the wilderness. Now, the same setting, what was Moses? Oh, glory be to God. Moses was sent to by God to go to Egypt. To do what? To tell Pharaoh, a type of the taskmaster, let my people go and worship me.
That's right.
Now, the Bible is telling us that when they responded, as they left Egypt, they were a mixed multitude. What do you mean by mixed multitude? The mixture there is that the message was for the Jews, those that were under the covenant that God had with Abraham, the seed of Abraham, the Jews that were in Egypt. But remember that they had stayed for over 400 years there. So certainly they will have married some Egyptian women. So they will have maybe had good friends, associates. Maybe some of them got wealthy and employed some Egyptians that loved them so much. They will also be part of it to move. And neighbors, and you know, remember that there were plagues. And while the rest of Egypt were plagued with all the judgment that God was sent upon them, there was the land of Goshen where God protected them, and none of these plagues came near. They will have known what happened, and they will want to identify with the God of those people. So they will join in response to the message of Moses. And remember that in Deuteronomy chapter 18, Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir.
Now, in chapter 18, and verse 17 and verse 18.
And the Lord said unto me,
yes,
they have well spoken that which they have spoken.
Yes.
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass,
yes,
that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name,
yes,
I will require it of him.
And Peter lets us know later, is it Peter or Stephen that quoted it in the book of Acts?
Yes, sir. Acts
7. Stephen.
Yes, sir.
Stephen in chapter 7.
Yes, sir.
Now quoting this prophecy. So I'm saying this for the purpose of a Bible study so that people will catch the picture very well. From verse 35.
Okay. This Moses whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same that God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he has showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness.
Now 37.
This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you out of your brethren, like unto me.
Now verse 38.
Him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
Can you see now? That's where I was going. With the angel.
With the angel we spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto
now,
us.
Now, you will see that Jesus is, was a type of Moses, was a fulfillment of the prophecy of Moses. Because he said that the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like
unto me.
Amen. So what is it that liking Jesus to him? Is the ministry for Exodus. Now he went to tell Pharaoh, let my people
go.
Of course, like Moses was rejected, Christ too was rejected. Now, if he had the ministry of pulling them out of the taskmaster, Jesus Christ came also to pull them out from grace. Now, when he was leaving Egypt, mixed multitude followed. So also, when, because I think a history, or theological history, let's also know that before John the Baptist came, there was a period of about 400 years.
Yes, sir.
So that's the same period you can liken to the church that was in the Egypt. Wilderness in Egypt.
Yes, sir.
400 years.
Amen.
And then a deliverer, Moses, came.
Hallelujah.
The same way they were under the law for 400 years, no leadership, they were just in confusion. And then John the Baptist came up and introduced Christ.
Amen.
And so now, Christ now came like Moses and said, come to me, all ye that labor and the heavy laden. Come to me. That is the Exodus. Okay? Now, in response, it is the response to that call that has produced the church today.
Amen.
So the same way that they left, the church also is a mixed multitude. They heard the call, and it will attract all manner of things because of the attraction in Christ. But he came for his own, the elect, the predestinated seed, whose names are in the book of life from the foundation of the world. You see, and that's why in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
Nevertheless, what? The foundation of God standeth sure.
It stands sure.
Having this seal.
Yes. It is a seal.
The Lord knoweth them that are his.
Uh-huh.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
So you can see the mixture now. Nevertheless, despite the fact that these people are there's a mixed multitude, don't think that he doesn't know his own. So also in Romans chapter 9. Apostle Paul also repeated the same thing in Romans, not all of Christ, not all Israel are of Israel. I think it's
Romans 9.
It's supposed to be 9, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
9:6.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay, Romans 9:6.
Yes.
Not as though the word of God had taken none effect.
Yes.
For they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
No. See, you have to get it. From verse 1 to get the picture correctly.
Okay.
But my emphasis is actually verse 6.
All right, sir. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That I have a great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart.
Yes.
For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertained the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God. And the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever.
Amen.
Number
6.
Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
Again.
For they are not all Israel.
They are not all Israel
which
are of Israel. Now continue.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
You see?
That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Now, I will come back here. I will come back to this scripture in the course of time, but I just want you to note that verse 6.
Amen.
So that you understand why The same Apostle Paul was telling Timothy that the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. So it means you may be saying, I am a Christian, I'm a Christian. God knows those who are Christians.
Mm. Wow. So
it's a mixed multitude.
This is a very serious one.
Yes.
So the church comprises of mixed multitude.
Mixed multitude. Yes.
There are so many questions to ask if you are confirming that the Church of Jesus Christ is a mixed multitude.
Yes.
Let me first start by asking this one. Was he always so from the beginning?
Yes. And thank you. That's the only way to let people like you understand this. because some of you, they just gave birth to you. Your mama is Christian. Your papa is Christian. You were born and then you are going to church. You did not need to search. You have nothing to compare your Christian faith with. Not people like us. And maybe that is why God will choose us to be the teachers. Because it's practical. We know where we were, we know where we are now.
Amen.
And we know why we are where we are now. And so I want you to understand, the Bible said the just shall live by faith.
That's right.
How did he put it? Romans chapter number 1, verse 16 and verse 17.
Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, yes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As
it is revealed from
faith to faith.
To faith. And I've explained it several times. The context of the usage here is revelation to revelation. Revelation to revelation.
So you permit us to take a technical break now.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll continue on this line.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, we'll be right back.